Part C. Starting today, I will be giving a series of lectures on the history of mathematics. Mathematical thought probably began with the desire to count sheep, or the need to keep track of property and of the passage of time. None of these tasks require zero, and early civilizations functioned perfectly well for millennia before its discovery. They never needed to count zeros. The ancient Egyptians were master astronomers and timekeepers because they had to create a stable calendar to determine the best time for harvest and planting. Some modern-day nations, like Israel and Saudi Arabia, still use a modified lunar calendar based on the movement of the moon. But 6,000 years ago, the Egyptians came up with a better system, the solar calendar. Instead of using the moon to keep track of the passage of time, the Egyptians used the sun, just as most nations do today. The Egyptians' innovation of the solar calendar was a breakthrough, but they made an even more important mark on history, the invention of the art of geometry. Even without the concept of zero, the Egyptians had to become masters of mathematics because of an angry river. Every year, the Nile would overflow its banks and flood the delta. The good news was that the flooding deposited fertile mud all over the fields, making the Nile Delta the richest farmland in the ancient world. The bad news was that the river destroyed many of the boundary markers, erasing all of the landmarks that told farmers which land was theirs to cultivate. The ancient pharaohs assigned surveyors to assess the damage and reset the boundary markers, and thus geometry was born. These surveyors eventually learned to determine the areas of plots of land by dividing them into rectangles and triangles. They were called rope stretchers because they used knotted ropes to measure land. For example, they used the rope knots as markers to form a triangle with a ratio of three sides, 3, 4, and 5, so that they could find the right angle. The Egyptians also learned how to measure the volumes of objects like pyramids. Egyptian mathematics was famed throughout the Mediterranean, and it is likely that the early Greek mathematicians, masters of geometry like Thales and Pythagoras, studied in Egypt. Yet despite the Egyptians' brilliant geometric work, zero was nowhere to be found within Egypt. This was in part because the Egyptians were of a practical bent. They never progressed beyond measuring volumes and counting days and hours. Mathematics wasn't used for anything impractical except their system of astrology. As a result, their best mathematicians were unable to use the principles of geometry for anything unrelated to real-world problems. They did not turn their system of mathematics into an abstract system of logic. They were also not inclined to put math into their philosophy. The Greeks were different. They embraced the abstract and the philosophical, and brought mathematics to its highest point in ancient times. The Greeks understood mathematics better than the Egyptians did. Once they mastered the Egyptian art of geometry, Greek mathematicians quickly surpassed their teachers. Yet it was not the Greeks who discovered zero. The concept of zero came from the East, not the West. In my next lecture, I'd like to talk about the discovery of zero and the subsequent explosive development of mathematics.